Connecticut Valley Field Music.
Thank you very much. Our first piece today is a drum solo, the Rondo for Sean Egan, dedicated to the memory of one of the sweetest and gentlest men ever to grace the Ancient Mariners drum line. Many of you here know Sean, knew Sean as well as I did, or better. Sean was a very complicated person and very lovable person, and he showed different sides of himself to different people. Vladimir Nabokov wrote that the best things that humans are capable of are to be proud, to be kind, and to be fearless. You only had to see Sean Egan with children or animals to see how kind he was. And you only had to talk to him about drumming or the Mariners to see how proud he was to be a drummer. And at the end of his life, faced with terrible health problems for a long, long time, all of us who knew him well could see how brave and nearly fearless he was. Those of us who knew him well miss him terribly. And we hope that this little piece we're about to play is something that he would have enjoyed. The Rondo in memory of Sean Egan.
Music drumline.
Thank you.
Connecticut Valley Field Music, ladies and gentlemen.
Our stand piece today, which we're about to play, is a medley of tunes written by the founder of the Mariners, Roy Watrous. The tunes are Goin' Ashore, A Kippit Lee and a Loppin' Lure, McGowan's Motor Car, Trenton, and the Black Pearl. The Connecticut Valley Field Music would certainly not exist today if not for the inspiration provided by many of the early members and present members of the Ancient Mariners. A lot of what I ever learned about field music and how to play it and how to prepare a group to play are things that I learned from especially the former chief drummer Ken Lemley and Ed Classy and the McGowan brothers and Ed Olson, who always knew 100 more tunes than anybody ever heard of before that he could pull out and play, and Roy Watrous and other people too. I can't name everybody who's ever in the Mariners. And the Swiss Mariners taught me an awful lot about drumming also. And my friends Freddie Brock and Hans Peter especially were very, very huge experiences for me. And the Ancient Mariners have been one of the main institutions for ancient field music since they started. And they've always attracted very, very talented people and very dedicated musicians, in addition to some of the other kinds of people they've also attracted. I don't consider that a controversial statement. But a lot of what our corps tries to do is implicit in a lot of the kinds of sounds that the Mariners done, a lot of the great music. I would just say, among the many other things I can say, my friend John Chaley and I would often sit and talk about drum corps music. We've written a lot of music together for fifes and drums. We would always say that Whipple and the Gaspé is the best fife and drum medley ever written by anybody. So I don't know what that means, but I know that's how Chaley and I have always felt about it. It's true, the Mariners have the best medley and have given more fine performances than anybody could count. So we're going to play a medley of Roy Watrous tunes, and we're very appreciative of the institution that the Mariners are. We wish you well and many decades of continued success, because you are one of the real main institutions that make field music there, and we are very proud to be part of it. So you have a big obligation, because the rest of us look up to you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Joe Vaughn is presenting the ribbon once again. To Jim Clark, thank you, Jim, for bringing your core here.